You are listening to episode 43 of the Soulful Podcast. I'm listening. It's time to call out and eliminate racism. There's not going to be an intro or an outro to the show today. It's just time to speak out. Hello, family and friends. I've been quiet for a few weeks with the podcast. I took a little bit of a break because I was reflecting on some things, and then George Floyd and a few others passed away in the States, and I went inward. I didn't know what to say. What could I say that would even remotely express my heartfelt compassion, solidarity, and love for every black person on this planet, as well as every race and color? But right now, it's Black Lives Matter that matters. I looked inward to see, where have I been at fault? Because, yes, there have been deaths that have been publicized, and there's no denying the racism that exists. But when we're honest, this has been going on forever. I've tried to educate myself a little bit over the last week. I've tried to figure out what I could say that would even do justice. But all I can say is racism needs to stop. My whole platform is based on love, and that unconditional love for every human being, which each black person on this planet is a human being. And if you don't believe that, which I know my listeners do, but if you know someone that doesn't believe that, please have them listen to this podcast, because not because I want to get followers or anything, but because they need to understand that no one is better than or worse than anyone else. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd, the mistreatment that our black communities have suffered for far too long. It was brought to my attention this week, something that I didn't even realize about myself and where I have been somewhat racist. I pride myself, not pride, that's not even the right word. I love every individual exactly as they are. My friends throughout my life have been of all different nationalities, many who were black. Not because they were black and I wanted to have black friends, but because I wanted friends that were cool people, and I didn't see them as black people. I saw them as human beings. Because they are incredible human beings with such a strength and a will, and just amaze me. But again, they're human beings. I never saw them as the color of their skin. And it baffles me that there's people on this earth that are like that. And I'm not oblivious to it or naive. I know it happens, but it just, I at my core don't understand it. I don't understand how any person can look at another human being and say, you're not worthy of being here or going next or just, and that's why I've been silent. And I want to apologize to every black life on this planet that I have been silent. It wasn't because I was afraid that I'd lose followers. If people are racist, I don't want them in my circle. I was going to say I don't want them on this planet, but I honestly can't say that because I don't wish death on anyone. You guys that know me know I'm all about love and healing, and there are some people on this planet that need some deep, deep, deep inner healing. I hope no one takes offense to this, but I've been praying for every racist on this planet that they awaken to the wrongdoings of their ways. That they realize they are completely, absolutely wrong in their treatment of other human beings on this planet. I don't know what to say or what to do. I know I need to educate myself. I know, going back to what I was saying, I had to look deeply at some beliefs. I'm going to share this with you guys because I think it's important that we call out where we have been racist without meaning to. It's like a subconscious pattern. But when I was a teenager, at the time when Save the Last Dance came out, but it was before that, I dated my best friend, who was a lovely black man and, well, teenage boy then, but just a great guy. And again, didn't see color. This is, I think, 1999 or 2000. And we went to see that movie, and people actually clapped in the theater, and I didn't understand. Because he was my boyfriend. It wasn't about race or him being less than or anything like that. And we weren't doing it to cause a change in the world. Now, in the same sense, I come from a community that I have always thought didn't have as much racism as other areas of the world, because the little town 10 minutes over, South Buxton, was part of the Underground Railway. I think it was near the end of the Underground Railway. So, and forgive me that I don't recall that, but I'm pretty sure it was. Anyways, so we have a very mixed community of all different races, and I was blind to it. Again, I struggle to understand how anyone can be that way. So that's part of the reason I've been silent, because I wanted to say things like, it doesn't have to be that way. My community is not like that, but it is. Every community is, and I'm just being ignorant if I want to think it's not, just because I'm not that way. And that's why I went internal and I looked at myself. And some questions I would suggest any of my white listeners listening to look into for yourselves is, where have I shown up in a way that doesn't align with my core values of how every individual on this planet should be treated? Where have I not shown up or spoke up to defend another one of God's children? And when I looked at that, and the other question I asked myself is, what beliefs do I have that could be classified as racist? And as I said, I'm going to get vulnerable with you guys. So at that time, when I was dating that young boy, a family member took me for a lunch dinner. And my family isn't racist, that I believe. We're pretty open. We don't see color or race, or we just see people, etc. But anyways, that family member had a conversation with me about me dating this boy and said, I think he's great, love having him around, he's really good to you, blah 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 blah. If you decide that this relationship is going to last, we fully support you, we love you, like, it's great, we're happy for you. But then they posed the question, and keep in mind, this is 1999 or 2000, and they said, if you continue this relationship and have children, where do the children belong? Because at that time in our world, there weren't a lot of interracial children. And so, unfortunately, that's where the racism existed in the world, though. The white community didn't accept the children. I shouldn't say didn't accept, but, well, that's the fact of it. No sugarcoating it. The white community didn't accept the child because it was half black, and the black community didn't accept the child because it was half white. Again, that wasn't happening everywhere, but that was very common at that time. And that didn't matter. Like, I appreciated her conversation. I basically said, you know, thanks for giving me something to think about, but I'm 16 and not planning to have kids anytime soon, so we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, type of thing. And she said that was fine and everything was good. We had family dinners with him and everything else. The only reason it didn't work out is he was like my best friend and kissing him felt weird. Just because, like, he'd always been my best friend. So, but my point in sharing that with you guys is, what stories or beliefs were instilled in you as a child or a young person that you carried with you? And when I genuinely looked at that, why that conversation came to mind for me in this past week, is it made me realize I have some racist beliefs about, well, and see, here I go trying to justify it. I want to say they aren't racist beliefs, they're just fearful beliefs, but it is racist. If I have any problem, let me get to the point and explain the story to you guys. So my daughter tends to like black guys at her school, which is fine by me. Again, I like, it doesn't matter to me who she brings home as long as they treat her well and they're good to her. But internally, when I reflected, that fear for the children and where would the children belong is still in there. And that bothers me. Because that was 20 years ago now that that conversation with my family member happened. And I'm still sitting here going, whenever she mentions, I like this boy or whatever, and she shows me his picture, my immediate thought is, but where were their children belong? And that's, pardon my language, but that's fucked up. So, I ask all of us right now to really go deep and look at areas where we have these questions and these things that kind of are subconscious almost, because I didn't realize until George Floyd passed away and all of this has come to a head, I didn't realize that that belief was still there. I didn't realize that that was my initial thought every time my daughter showed me a picture of the latest crush she has. And I don't want to have those thoughts. So that's where my work lies. All of our work lies in supporting our Black communities right now to feel supported, to feel loved, to feel like they fucking matter. I don't think we're doing any justice by telling anyone that their response to all of this is wrong and that they should do it differently. And by us, when I say I don't think we, I mean, I don't think any white person on this planet has any right to tell any other person how to respond to this awful acts of hatred and brutality, that they're doing it wrong, because we don't know what to do. Some people, this is the first time they're realizing that racism still exists. Now, that being said, any black person on the planet that wants to say you are doing it wrong, they have every fucking right, and we better open our ears and listen. Because they're the ones that live it every day. They're the ones that experience it every day. They're the ones that haven't been blind to the fact that, and this was brought to my attention this week too, Make America Great Again? What the hell was that about? I'm sure there were racial undertones there. And don't get me wrong, I didn't support any of that. I'm not even American, and we won't go down that path. But even that, the more I've been educating myself, there was a lot of racial undertones there after having a black president. That disturbs me to the core. I pray with everything within me that we can eradicate racism in our lifetime. You deserve better, our black friends. You deserve more. I'm sorry I didn't speak out sooner. I just really didn't know what to say. Maybe I was scared. I know I was scared. I was scared I would say the wrong thing. Not and lose any racist people that may follow me, but to lose your respect. It pains me that it took a man dying on a video for the world to wake up to the fact that racism is an evil and corroding thread in this world. I do believe, and maybe I'm wrong, but I do believe that as we love on our brothers and sisters in the black communities, we can make a difference. I'm asking right now for everyone to please reach out to me and tell me how I can be and do better on your behalf. Because you shouldn't. I watched a video today and you shouldn't have to defend yourselves to the assholes that think you're not human. That doesn't even make sense to me. But I will. I won't hesitate to say that you are by all means a human being, way stronger than any of us ever were. I stand behind you in everything you do. And we will make a difference in this world. We have to. Thank you for allowing me to share, you guys. The practice I've gotten into, aside from praying for the racists, is holding space for our black brothers and sisters to express whatever you need to right now. To grieve the numerous losses that have happened that haven't been caught on camera. To grieve the difference in how you get treated. As Canadians, sometimes we like to say that doesn't happen here. But it happens everywhere, and it's time for us to wake up to that fact. One love for all people. I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. I know that you guys that listen to this, mainly you ladies, but also you guys that listen to this podcast, are the change makers, are the love warriors, are the light healers. It's our duty to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves. Thank you, everyone, for your time today. Know that you are loved. Know that you are appreciated. Know that you are respected. And know, without a doubt, that you deserve respect. I love you until next time.